Good afternoon, everybody. You've got it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the unceded and ancestral territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people, and we broadcast to the city known as Vancouver, which is itself situated on unceded ancestral Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Jasper. Welcome to the radio. It's good to have you. What day is it? Is it Wednesday? Yeah, it is Wednesday afternoon, which means it's training time. It is the time of the week where we hop into Studio A with newcomers to the station and we introduce them to the control console and we train them how to do radio. And then from there, they start their own shows and they have a great time, make lots of friends and have life-changing experiences. And then they tell their friends and then their friends come and they also have amazing life-changing experiences and et cetera, et cetera. So that's what you're listening to right now. If you're interested in that kind of life-changing experience and all the friend-making, then head to CITR.ca and check out the Get Involved page. You can learn about how you can also have a show at CITR.ca. Or you can show up at the station on a weekday at noon. You can get a free tour and you can meet the staff and all the volunteers and you can have a nice time and you can get introduced to the space that way. But yeah, it's cool. It's a low-pressure, low-stakes environment where people can be creative. So if that sounds cool to you, come on down. We are easy to find. Anywho, I'm here in studio listening to some ASMR YouTube thing that is kind of actually appropriate for the weather and the vibe today. And I'm joined with my friend Omar, who is doing training time with me today. Welcome to CITR.
Hey y'all, I lost my voice, but I'm happy to be here.
How did you lose your voice? Were you
protesting?
Good, that's a good way to lose your voice. Yeah. At a ceasefire demonstration?
Yeah, so like last night, Justin Trudeau was eating dinner in Chinatown.
Yeah.
And 100 of us just gathered, demanding for a ceasefire. And they sent 100 cops to come and break it up instead of him just coming out and talking to his citizens. And like listening to what the citizens want, he'd rather call 100 cops.
That's really.
And they were very forceful.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were very forceful.
That's really disappointing.
Yeah.
How did you? Was this something that kind of happened spontaneously? I imagine someone spotted him at a.
Yeah, I don't know. The story I heard was that someone got fired from the restaurant, and they got bitter. So they told people that he was eating there.
Oh.
That was the story I heard.
Was it like a private dining? Like, had they closed the restaurant so he could eat there or something?
I'm not sure, but it's the speakeasy in Chinatown called Bagheera.
Okay.
And I never knew a speakeasy was there. I'd always see, like, rich, affluent people come out of there, and I'm like, what are they doing in downtown Eastside? Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then when they said there's a fine dining speakeasy there, I was like, everything started clicking and making sense.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so you'd noticed activity, speakeasy activity.
Yeah. It's always weird when I see rich people in downtown Eastside.
Sure.
Because I'm like, why are you here? There's literal homeless people right there, you know?
Yeah, I get it. So the cops came and they were not cool, it sounds like.
Well, like, there's just one cop. Like, he was a black cop too. So, like, he kept pushing me.
Okay.
And then I was like, I'm not moving. He's like, I know you're not moving, but people behind you are pushing you and you were trying to talk. And I was like, why are you doing this, bro? Like, I get these other cops, but like, why are you doing it? Like, I didn't say you're black, but I was trying to like be like, as black people, we shouldn't be a part of this oppressive system.
Yeah.
And the guy, he got like, his eyes were tearing up.
Oh, wow.
Like, I think he was like really conflicted.
Sure.
But everyone needs to get a paycheck, you know? Like, I'm not going to judge the cops too much, but they could pick better jobs.
Yeah, I hear you. They're humans too. I get it, you know? It's unfortunate that so often interactions with police, you know, end in violence or, like, you know, we don't need to get into it, but it just sucks that we have this paramilitary force that is supposed to, you know, be the first responders whenever where people need help.
Yeah.
It's like, why, you know, is that really the way we need to help each other, is with this, you know, paramilitary force that's trained in a very specific way to respond to things in certain ways that often lead to death and violence and harm. Anyways, so that's how you lost your voice.
Yeah, free Palestine, everyone. Free Palestine.
I'm glad to hear that so many people came to, you know, try to get the message across to the leader of, to Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
It's disappointing you didn't want to come and just, you know, acknowledge the people gathered to talk
to him. Actually, the worst part was when the cops came, they pushed everyone away, and then he took his time walking to the car, because we waited 3 hours for him to come out. Wow. And then he took his time walking, and as he was walking, he smiled at everybody and waved. Like, it was like a meet and greet, and it was just really, like, smug and disrespectful.
Mm. But, yeah. I hope your voice comes back soon. I hope you're not in pain or anything.
I'm not.
Okay. So you're going to start a show.
Yeah.
Do you want to, can you talk about it a little bit, or is it a secret?
Yeah, no, it's not a secret.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a secretive person.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, sometimes people like want to, you know, announce things or whatever.
No, I wish I could be mysterious.
Okay.
But basically the show is about African awareness. So we just want to talk about how it is being African diaspora, African diaspora in Vancouver.
Right.
Yeah. So
that's great.
We're going to talk about news, culture, music and entertainment.
Yeah.
And all those type of stuff.
That's really exciting. We can't wait. Yeah. Are there a lot of folks that are, you know, are there other folks that are excited about it with you?
Yeah. There's a whole group of us.
There's a whole crew?
Yeah.
Great. Well, we're excited to have the show start. This is, I guess, like the last big step before, and then you can, you know, make a demo and blah blah blah, and get it going.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I'm excited too.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So you've curated some music for us today. Mm-hmm. What do we have?
Never Let Me Down. It's like an African funk song from like the 70s or 80s. I just love it. It's amazing.
So what's your history with the song? Like, has it been in your life for a while, or did you know? Who I'm always curious to how, like, people have relationships with these things, you know? It's like this song, it's like my friend Joe from camp introduces me or whatever.
Well, one of my favorite TikTokers, she doesn't have a lot of followers. I think she only has a couple thousand, but I watch her videos religiously. And she was playing a song by this other African Nigerian funk artist. And then I realized there's this huge Nigerian funk scene. And I don't know, the lyrics just spoke to me. And, like, I guess, like, I was getting bored with pop and hip-hop and stuff. And, like, I just heard this song. And then I went to my friend's workplace, and I was Shazamming it. And I was like, this song sounds so good, and I was Shazamming. And I went to him, and he's like, this has been my favorite song for, like, the past couple months. I'm like, no kidding, this was my favorite song. So it was just a really nice bonding moment.
That's really cool.
Yeah, shout out to you, Miguel. Love you.
I guess this is for them, hey?
Yeah.
Right on.
Let me down. Never give my heart to you. Never let me down. 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 Never let me more thing you do not know, girl, and that is I love you.
That was such a great song. Omar, who was that? You want to introduce them again?
Formulas Dance Band. I honestly don't even know if that's the actual name. But
yeah, so it says Formulas Dance Band. It says it's from the album, from a collection of theirs, Wake Up You, The Rise and Fall of Nigerian Rock, 1972 to 1977, Volume 1. Yeah. Great selection.
Yeah, you guys listen to Nigerian funk, Nigerian rock. They were on to something.
Yeah, no kidding, eh? Well, that's going to be it for our time together on Training Time. Omar, thanks for hopping on mic with me and doing training today.
Thanks for having me.
Do you want to plug your club real quick before we hop off?
Yeah, so my club is called African Awareness Initiative, AAI. And basically with the club, we started off to try to make African studies a department, because every Canadian university has an African studies department, except for UBC. And even now, UBC has an African studies department, but we only have a minor. We don't have any major, but every other region has a major. So the club started as an initiative to try to amplify African voices on campus and in UBC academia.
I had no idea that we didn't offer a major in African studies.
Till now. And the club was made in 2004.
Oh, so we now offer a major or a minor.
We've been pushing for a major since 2004, and they only gave us a minor till now.
Well, I'm looking forward to learning more about it when you start the show and we hear more from the club. I think it's going to be great. So, listeners at home, keep it locked to CITR. You'll be hearing more from Omar and his colleagues the club. Thanks so much for hopping on mic with
me. I'm actually so excited about this. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great. All right, we're gonna sign off, and we will see you later. Thanks for listening to CITR.
Bye.